pockets of the rural West are getting richer as wealthier Americans are drawn to rustic small towns across the region. And their money is revitalizing those communities. But as our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, that new money comes at a cost.
I'm riding my bike along a busy road in the Heber Valley in Utah. This place looks like a little Switzerland. Jagged, snowy mountains, bright green pastures, dairy cows. Sue Nathanson is my riding partner, and she tells me over the roar of traffic and wind that every summer, the valley has a Swiss Days festival and even hosts a sheepdog championship.
And the dogs do these tricks. It's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they do.
Sue and her husband Rick moved to the Heber Valley 4 years ago. They like to spend their days playing and watching pickleball in Heber Valley's new pickleball courts, or biking along roads like this. We cruise past a Mexican restaurant and a cute bakery before busting up a hill and stopping at a little park with a pond and some ducks. A kid and his grandpa are fishing there. It's all very bucolic, and it's one of the reasons why the Nathansons moved here.
It was more farms. It was more open land.
And the other reason they moved here?
Tell them why we moved here.
I always wanted to ski Deer Valley.
Deer Valley is an upscale, world-class ski resort about a half an hour from town.
Best groomed skiing in all of America. And so we came down here and he had never yet skied it. And we bought a house anyway.
It's the second house they own. The other one is in Palm Springs, California. Rick was in the insurance business until he retired 2 years ago. And the Nathansons are financially comfortable. According to a recent report from the nonprofit group Headwaters Economics, the Nathansons are part of a growing number of well-off retirees and stock market investors that are flocking to rural recreation paradises like this across the Mountain West. These wealthy transplants are pumping cash into once sleepy logging or farming towns.
These are places that are struggling to hold on to residents.
Megan Lawson is an economist who authored the report.
They're dealing with population loss and people moving away.
She says rural and semi-rural counties with lots of hiking, biking, skiing, good restaurants, they're growing, while other rural counties in the West are shrinking. And the people that are moving to these recreation meccas are often richer than those moving to counties without those opportunities.
This kind of validates outdoor recreation as an economic development strategy that can bring decent jobs, that can bring new residents to the community, not just tourists.
The growth is visible here in the Heber Valley. New bakeries, restaurants, and even a microbrewery are popping up. Downtowns are being revitalized, and city parks are getting an upgrade. Changes that Rick Nathanson and his wife Sue appreciate.
Well, that sports complex where we were playing pickleball today is very nice.
Yeah, they're recognizing the needs of the community and recognizing how many people are playing pickleball, and so now they're putting in 6 more pickleball courts.
Pickleball, yoga, aquatic centers. The Heber Valley is definitely modernizing. But for some of these rural paradises, the growth isn't all good.
Rents have just skyrocketed.
That's Dave Booth. He's the police chief of Heber City, and he says it's becoming really hard to find places for his staff to live. In rural towns like this,
everybody, I think, would like to have a home with a yard and a neighborhood to raise a family.
But housing prices have doubled here over the past decade, and the median listing price right now is well over $500,000. That's 9 times the median income of a family living in the valley. Booth worries that rich transplants are pushing out Heber's school teachers and police officers. The people who make a town a town.
Why should it be said, hey, if you're a cop in Heber City, you shouldn't be able to have this? If that day comes, then the cops are going to have to live somewhere else, and I think that's a shame.
Back at the Duck Pond, retirees Sue and Rick Nathanson say they are well aware of the housing crisis unfolding in the Heber Valley. They also know that they're kind of to blame.
Absolutely. We are part of the problem.
And she says it's a problem that's pushing out more than just the valley's workers. The quaint dairy farms that the Nathansons fell in love with when they first moved here are quickly transforming into a maze of subdivisions and big mansion-like houses. Eventually, the Nathansons say, they'll move away. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in Heber City, Utah.